Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Man. It's your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
Y'all, we back in the
building. I am excited to be back, y'all.
Once again in the building.
One more again.
That's right. That's right. Today we have a hot topic for you. And we're kind of excited.
A couple of hot topics.
Well, it's one hot topic with some subtopics underneath.
Yeah.
So, as many of you know, this past week we went to Portland, Oregon, for the Shift Love Ball. It was absolutely amazing. God made his way with us and we had an amazing time. The conversation was amazing. The food was amazing. We danced, we fellowshipped, we had some grown folk talk. Now, the thing about that is we had people to write down questions.
Well, hold on. Slow down a little
bit. Wait. This is where we at with it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, do you trust me?
I ain't got no choice right now.
Okay. Trust me. We had people to write down questions, any relationship question that they had on their heart that they wanted to ask, probably didn't know how to ask, and everything like that, anonymously. So we really had a lot of questions left over that we did not touch on. And some of our people were like, look, my question didn't get answered. So today, our hot topic is hashtag love talk, Q&A. The Shift Love Ball, Portland, Oregon.
She said Portland again.
Come on, let's go again.
Yeah. So listen, y'all. Like she said, like Lady Free said, we had an awesome time out there. Great experience. We met some great people. We met one guy, man. One guy. I love this guy. I mean, you know, I
love always that one.
And he challenged me for the night.
He did.
But I welcomed it because, he said to me, and I'm going to quote what he said. He said, I wanted to make sure you knew what you were talking about.
Right.
Because if you don't know what you're talking about, then you can't talk
to
me.
You can't tell me nothing.
So
it was awesome, y'all.
But it was awesome, y'all. So, you know, we're not going to even kind of delay with this, man. We're going to actually... Now, how we wanted to set up.
Okay.
We wanted to set up to the fact where they were going to look it up on a screen, but.
It's called a Mentimeter.
But we couldn't get it together working, so we had to get them to write the questions down.
Right. And it worked out just fine to me.
It worked out fine.
So we had questions. I'm talking about everybody participated, but unfortunately the conversation was so good that
we didn't have time to finish all of the questions.
Nobody wanted to leave.
Let me see that bag.
Hold on. I had it to the side for a reason. But you're just going ahead of the game today.
I just want to show you. Look at all these questions that we did not get.
And yes, it's in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, we put it in a Ziploc bag.
However, they still good questions.
Yeah, they still good questions.
So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna go into the bag, and we're gonna pull out random questions.
Wait, hold on. That'll preach right there. We're going to go into the bag.
Come on. What's in your bag? We're going to go in the bag, y'all.
What's in your bag? And in your bag, you have a question.
You have questions in your
bag. That have not been answered.
Come on.
That have not been answered.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go in the bag, and we are going to pull out random questions and do our best to answer the questions just like we did at the Love Ball. Only difference is... we're not passing the mic. That was an awesome thing, too. We passed the mic, and people just got involved, so that was awesome.
Man, the band killed it,
loved
y'all.
It.
We had a dope band that night.
Loved it.
We had a dope DJ DJ, man.
The Earth Tones. Oh.
Yeah, the Earth Tones, man.
The sounds.
This singer, he was actually Joe, Bruno Mars.
Stop.
DeBarge. All in one. All in one.
Well, yeah. He was all in one. You're right. I thought she was trying to make a joke, but you're
no,
right.
No, no, no. He was that all in one. This guy was the beast. He was a beast.
Just a shameless plug, but not shameless at all. If you missed the Shift Love Ball, Portland, Oregon. The next time we mention we are having a Shift Love Ball, you need to be getting your tickets.
Yes, you need not. Because
it was awesome. So I bought my glasses today because I already knew. I ain't want to make no excuses as to how come I can't read.
Man, you got them. Hold on. How you got these things?
I just folded them.
You folded them up.
So I'm ready, baby. I'm ready. All right, babe. Dang. Exqueeze.
Well, we had to make sure we mix it up. That's how right. we did that night. Shake, shake it up.
So, the first question, let me see who we have on live here. Kia. Hey, baby.
What's up, baby girl?
We have a couple more people on live. If you are watching live, just make sure you put your name in the comments so we can give you a good shout out. Okay. So, the first question is it's not that hard of a question. How do you maintain a long-lasting relationship?
Ooh.
That's for you.
Start. That's for me?
Yeah, you start and I'll chime in. I'm following you.
Well, I believe maintaining a long-lasting relationship is just learning and understanding setting the foundation, because a lot of us get into relationships and we don't set a foundation.
Mm.
And because if you don't have a solid foundation,
come on,
then what you build on top of that foundation will only last because the foundation is strong.
Right.
So what is the foundation? The foundation is God.
Right. Start there.
The foundation is friendship.
Friendship for sure.
Friendship. And this is what you build it on. And you, because at the end of the day, no matter what happens in the relationship, as long as you have a solid foundation, no matter what happens to that, whatever you build on top
right.
of it, it will not be destroyed because you developed a solid foundation.
You developed. It's a process.
Yes.
It's not nothing quick. And see, we need to learn how to just embrace and have a good time with the slow process of dating. It's actually an amazing time for you to get to know everything you need to know about this person. You need to know how this person reacts when times are tough. You need to know how this person reacts and responds when times are great. You mm-hmm. need to know if this person can see you. Can you see me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? You know, you need to know all of this. How does the person that you are desiring to connect yourself? Think about what you're doing. You're connecting. And I like what you said about the foundation, because the foundation is like a house. If I had my choice, I would live in a mansion. But mm-hmm. a mansion cannot survive on a foundation that's got cracks and that's shaky.
The EI example.
Hmm.
A lot of times before I even had the experience that I've had to come to this point, a lot of my relationships was based on intimacy only, because that's what I thought relationship was.
Hmm.
You know, we hung out, but the end result of the hangout was the intimate part.
Right.
And that's what we build our foundation on, intimacy.
Shaky.
And trust me, a lot of times you don't feel like being intimate, but if you only based your foundation on intimacy, I promise you, that house is going to be like the house like child story about that. She went to the house and she built the house of straw, and then the one that built the house of brick.
No, baby, that's the Three Little Pigs.
The Three Little Pigs.
She didn't do nothing. Yeah. From my understanding, it was all dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
But that's true. So you'd be like the pig that built their house with straw. You know what I'm saying? It can really easily be
gone. And you wondering why it fell apart so quick. Blow on it. Gone.
That's what she said. Yeah. She said it wasn't no dudes. It was no girls. It was all
Mia. Hey, Mia's on the line. Mia Williams. Okay, so listen. If so, basically, the bottom line.
Our next love bar will definitely, I promise you, is coming to it. We in Atlanta. We will be in Atlanta. Hey, Mia.
Oh, we already have it getting set up right as we speak. We're
getting Atlanta set right now. All right,
I'm going to let you pick the next one. So basically, that was good. Build a strong foundation.
Say that question again. Say the question again.
All right, the recap. All right, that's what it's called. How do you maintain a long-lasting relationship? Build a firm foundation. That includes the slow process of dating, getting to know that person. God, number one, he the cornerstone. So he that rock that's going to hold you and sustain you. But yeah, become friends because you're going to need that friendship the way.
Those of you who are just coming in, what we're doing is we weren't able to answer all of the questions that were at the Love Ball in Portland.
Right.
The amazing time we had. The conversation got so deep and so. As, I wouldn't say heated, but it just got usual. Deep.
Yeah.
So we couldn't even get to. We all still have questions, right. About 20 questions in here. We may not get to them all today, but we're gonna get to the majority. But
we do a live throughout the week to answer.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll work it out, but we're gonna get to these questions.
All right.
So this question is actually two parts right here. So we're gonna have to. Is it better to love someone or be in love with someone? That's a good question for me because I really want to know being in love or love somebody. Because
is it better to, what did they say again?
Is it better to love someone or be in love with someone?
Wow, crickets.
I'm waiting for you because I got a quiz.
Well, okay, let me think now because
I'm gonna let you start this one, but I'm coming
in love with someone. And to love someone, what's the difference? Okay. Is there a difference or have we made up a difference to make, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I don't know. Did somebody make that up or is that a real thing?
See. Okay. So my take on that is this.
Okay. Bring it to me.
My take on this is this. God is love.
Right. Gotcha.
God is not in love.
Okay. Oh, because love is in God. Because
love is in God.
I felt that Holy Spirit.
Love is God. God is love.
Keep talking. We have comments.
God is love. So again, some people say, well, and I hate it because it made me think when somebody was trying to explain, well, if you love somebody, there's a difference because you can just, but I say there's like in love. There's no, because once you get to the level of love, there is no difference in love.
I'm in love with you. I love you.
Yeah, to me, there's no difference.
I don't know.
There is no difference with the word love because that's saying like, well, I like you, but no, I don't really like you. I'm in like with you. The word like means the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you, and because the thing is, because we have to carry that characteristic, especially as Christians. We got to carry that characteristic that of God, which is his characteristic, his love. So we're carrying that no matter what, despite of. So that means we love in spite of. That means we love because. There's no reason. Gotcha. There is there is no filter on the way we love because if we love like God loved us so much. Right. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son.
He sacrificed the most important thing. I'm not sacrificing now, TJ.
Now,
for
that's
nobody.
Not love. He wasn't saying that he was in love. That just showed his love for us, which is the same thing.
Right. And I'm thinking, before I read the comments, because we have Keisha and Scooter on the line. We have Mind Provoking Mia, as well as Dunya is on the line, too. And they have some good comments. I will read them. But I thought about something. When you love we're supposed to love as I'm talking about people that are in the kingdom of God. We're supposed to love all people. But to be in love, maybe we have subjected that to the person that we're intimately in love with. I don't know. But anyway, so Mind Provoking.
Because according to the scripture now, there are different. There are agape love. There's a, there are different levels
of eros. Dunamis.
Yeah, dunamis love. Yeah.
I think dunamis is power. My bad.
No, not dunamis love. But
hold up. I got you, baby. Okay. I got you right here. I got my glasses. Okay, so Mind Provoking said, love someone. If you are in love, you can step out of love. Loving someone is holistic. What do you have to say about that?
Because you're still using the same word.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I really honestly don't believe that, you know, even though there may be, according to scripture, there are different types of love, mm-hmm. but you still come to the root word of love.
Love is.
You still come to the root word love of love is. Because if you don't love, then you don't like.
Right. I got you.
You don't like. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I hear what you're saying, niece. But I just believe, and like I said, there's no right or wrong. Mia
says to love because you can fall in and out of love with each other. I think Mia's saying the same thing as mind provoking.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, they saying you can love people, but to be in love, you can, if you fall in love with someone, then you can fall out of love. So I don't know. I think it's something we probably have come up with ourselves to kind of like put that thing of, I don't know if I'm in love with you no more. Because love is, think about this, unconditional. You don't have no conditions on whether or not I'm going to love you. If I love you, I do.
Okay, let me ask you, because let's take this to the relationship thing.
Come on.
Okay, to the relationship side. So you can love somebody and realize that I can't be with you. That don't mean you don't love the person. That just means, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't believe it's falling out of love, because even if you break up with somebody, then you don't just automatically don't love this person no more.
I get it.
Because you don't just fall out of love.
I get it.
So the thing is, if you realize that I can't be with this person, that just means I can't be with this person that I fell in love with.
Because you got to understand something too. Love, it was created to be a permanent thing.
Permanent, exactly. Permanent.
Anything
no matter
God
what.
Created is permanent. Anything we do ourselves is temporary. Anything we build, anything is temporary
Come
that humans
on.
Do. So therefore, love is supposed to be permanent. When you love, period. That's just what I felt like. I felt God downloaded that in my spirit. But when you say I'm in love or I'm falling out of love, that's something we have come up with to say, basically simple and plain. We was together. I liked you a lot in the beginning. Now that I have gone through certain things with you, or maybe I got my eye on somebody else, I don't like you as much. So I was in love, but you know, I'm falling out of love. I don't know.
Danya,
let me see
what's up, sis? Danya?
We have Danya. Ooh.
Lord Jesus, the glasses.
Hey, I'm not mad about it.
You got a little tiny words there. I was
Yeah,
Word's
it
tiny.
Says, Danya Frazier says, what's the difference and wouldn't it depend on the situation and relationship and intention of the relationship? She said, what's the difference? That's what I say as well.
Yes, and then with me, because I have friends that I have not seen in a long time, mm-hmm. but because God has brought me to a place of maturity in Him,
uh-huh.
there's people that I don't even see that I have a love for. So I tell them, hey man, I love you. Yeah, bro, I love you, man.
Supposed to love your enemy too.
And even guys that I just, love you. It's just the fact that it's the God in me that wanna give them this. And one thing I do know, that love, it covers a multitude of sin.
Love,
so because if you understand the God that's in you, then you understand what's in you that can help the person that you're giving the love to. It may even change what they're going through for that day.
My God.
It's the situation, I believe, depends on who you are in Christ.
It depends.
Because if you are, like I said, if you are in Christ, then this is the characteristic you are supposed to carry as a man or woman of God.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be behind the pulpit to do it. The thing is, you just understanding that what He has placed inside of you, that it could be the thing that we've talked about in one of our podcasts or our sessions, is being used. What you could be used to give somebody this love that may even change that they're wanting to give up this
right,
day.
Right.
They're wanting to do, but you know what I'm saying? And you don't have to be in a relationship to love somebody.
Yeah.
You just have to be in God to love them.
The one he's talking about, we're going to put it right up here in this little section up here. It's going to say used versus used. Look at that one. Okay. Listen, we have two more comments, and then we're going to go into the next one.
It's a two-part question.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. This thing is two-part. Hold up.
Well, let me read the last two comments we're going to take for this, and then we're going to go to the next question. This comment says, the act of falling in love is not termed correctly, but that's the definition we are taught. Think about it.
That's right.
However, I agree that being in love has a lot to do with infatuation or liking certain behaviors. Come on with the behaviors. So when those behaviors stop, now the feelings change. All right. I like that, Mia. I'm going to give you a heart for that one. And then mind provoking. I automatically do fall out of love due to who I met versus who showed up much later. The representative, it's deeper than that. People can change your perspective. If I love someone, I love them wholeheartedly. I don't fall in anything. I step into a new understanding while growing collectively. Baby, write a book. I'm gonna give you a heart for that one because that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Mind for broken.
Mind provoking.
I said provoking. Mind provoking. That's our niche, y'all.
Beautiful.
And yes.
All right, part two.
This is part two question.
Keep the comments coming.
These are the questions that we have not got to in Portland, and we just
the
trying to get
the love ball in Portland, Oregon. Overflow.
This is the second part of this question. How long do you wait on your spouse to stop cheating?
Oh Jesus! Oh God! Let's pack everything up.
Show over. Because baby, if we answer this wrong, my God. All right, here we go.
How long do you wait on your spouse to stop cheating?
The key word to this question here is spouse. Spouse.
Explain that to me, please.
Spouse.
Please explain.
I believe it's in Matthew.
Okay, come on.
And there is one reason.
We need a word.
There was one reason. Because remember, marriage is a covenant agreement.
Amen. What does that mean?
Between two people.
Two people.
And God.
And God. Come on.
It's not a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Contract is an agreement between two people who agree on a certain situation.
Dotted line.
On the dotted line. Right. Signing. But a covenant agreement.
A covenant. Come on.
Is between two people and God.
That's that triangle. Look it up.
And God.
Come on now.
And God is the only person
come on
who can sever a covenant agreement.
Come on. All right.
And in that covenant agreement that God will allow you to sever the tie with the spouse is because of this reason right here.
Oof, we can get real deep. Okay, so let me say this. While we ponder on that.
Mia, we talking biblically here.
Okay, so she says, are we asking biblically or naturally? I think that there's only really one way, because when it comes down to infidelity, you have to. To me,
but honestly, the
situation.
I understand what she's saying, though.
It depends on the situation, because infidelity, and you could ask a plethora of women, infidelity is not always a deal breaker in relationships. Ask so many women, how many of you have stayed after finding out that your spouse had cheated? And they will say, some hands might do this, but nonetheless, it's so many. So the question is, how long do you wait? Right.
But let's be honest here. Even if we're talking naturally, this sounds like this is a behavior.
Right.
Because again, you can get cheated on and then you can get past that if there's a mindset to change.
Yes. If there's a forgiveness
and a loving heart, if there is a mindset to change.
Right.
Because we don't know what caused the cheating, because we always say, you know, people, there are deep rooted issues that cause people to cheat.
My God.
But here, this sounds like a lifestyle. And I don't believe
that sounds like
especially since
this person seems as though they already, I know that my spouse is cheating. So how long do I allow it to go on before I say enough is enough? I say that depends on the situation. And you need to go, and this is, you can't go to a friend girl or a homeboy to find out the answer to this. This is a God question, period.
I like what Mind Provoking said on that.
Period. Okay, let me see what she's talking about. She says, so the question is, how long do you wait on your spouse to stop cheating? Her answer is, how long do you lower your worth to allowing them to continue? And why do you feel you have to continue suffering mentally?
That's true.
Wow. It does yes. abuse your mind.
Because what you start thinking is like, is there something wrong with me?
Is there something wrong with
what
me?
What did I do wrong? That right. is a level of mental suffering that you take yourself through for what?
Yeah.
For someone who has a lifestyle of cheating.
Yeah.
I think if you like I said, I believe we go even biblically and even naturally, I believe that this should not be a place where you lower your standards just to fit. And at the end of the day,
obviously,
you can't really
this person is in love with the person, and I did say in love. This person loves their spouse. And then at the same time, we don't know, because it could be this person is in a situation of manipulation. Because sometimes when you're in love with somebody, they say love make you do crazy things, or you crazy in love, or you stupid in love with this person. We put so many negative connotations on what love is because we choose to do things that is so out of our own character, that is, like she says, taking our value and our worth and lowering it to be loved by someone. That's the whole bottom line.
Love hurt?
Love should not hurt. And
love,
I don't care what
nobody
say. Love
should not hurt. Love, I don't care whatever level of love you want, in love, out of love, under love, on top of love, it still should not hurt. Should not hurt. But thank God for this question.
Okay.
Whoever, Portland, when y'all watch this, then you know who answered this question.
We answered the question correctly. If not, hit us in our DMs. Okay. Mia says, concerning the question, and then we're going to move on to the next question. Mia says, you just said a mouthful about the mindset. Naturally, I don't care, because experience taught me it will happen again. On the other hand, spiritually, God may have touched the spouse. Just as we get grace, we should extend grace. It all depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. And then Erica Bolden, hi baby, how you doing?
Hey.
Erica says, it shouldn't, but it do.
Yes, it should.
All right.
Yes. Man, we didn't get to these questions, y'all, but just imagine, man, that love ball was off the chain.
And this is what, man, when I tell y'all, when we
Let
have
the
next
question.
Love, okay.
Oh, no, you
picked that
you.
One.
All right, go ahead. She's going to pick the next question.
Okay. I hope I picked a good one. Please. How long do you usually stay mad at your spouse? How long should you stay mad? First of all, I know it should not be a 24-hour period, because you should never go to sleep with that thing on your mind. Because if you go to sleep with it on your mind, you may end up having bad dreams about it. It may be something that you keep idly just flowing around in your thoughts. And honey, once you get them around in your head like that, the Bible say the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And trust me, if there is a workshop, he building something. So get it right quick as you can.
How long do you stay mad?
How
at
long
your
do
spouse?
You stay mad?
See, a lot of us use staying mad as a weapon.
Ooh,
and a level of manipulation.
My goodness.
Because
come
me
on now.
Not speaking is like me trying to manipulate to get my way.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to speak. I'm going to walk around the house just to get you to come to me.
Or so that you will feel.
Or you can feel the pain
that
you caused me. Yeah. And
that's
which
what
is,
one of my homegirls said. It makes do you feel like being heard, or do you feel like being felt? If you walking around mad.
Yeah.
For a long time.
You trying to feel.
You trying to get felt.
You trying to get felt.
Yeah.
And that's not. I think that is a weapon.
Yes.
Being mad is a weapon. And that weapon should not be used, because weapons, they're used for one thing. What? Battle. A fight.
Yeah.
So I think that you should not even, and that now, because the Bible says, you know, it's okay. Angry, you can be angry.
Be angry.
You can be angry.
But don't sin.
But sin not.
Come on.
Use that anger to change your perspective.
Right.
Use it to change your perspective. Now, we also, like, this is one thing me and my wife do. We'll come, even if we get angry, because trust me, we get angry with each other. But mm-hmm. we realize that what we're angry at is the situation.
Right.
Or something that happened that caused us to be angry. So we can't talk about this situation. Then I'll tell her, let's not deal with this situation. Let's come back to it when we kind of emotionally calm down. But that we're not walking around angry. We're still interacting and we still...
Because it's still a situation at hand that need to be dealt
exactly.
with. And this is one thing I can say is I can be angry. I could be frustrated. I could be mad. I could be pissed off. But I don't have the right to throw all of that on him to hurt him like he hurt me. Because I'm just a strong believer that
I may not even
do,
realize that I hurt her. I mean,
we've
it may
gone
be
through so many times where it was a misunderstanding. Somewhere along the line, the connection and the communication got broken. And I may have thought something based on present or the past, or it looked like something else, or vice versa. And next thing you know, we in a heated battle with one another. I'm not trying to battle my husband. Yes, we had to learn this. But we ain't trying to battle each other. What we have come to the point now of saying, I'd rather be heard now than be felt. Because being felt don't leave you nothing but pain. And I don't have time for pain. I don't like it. Erica Bolden, she says, is it a word or somewhere in the Bible that say you should not be mad no longer than 48 hours? Basically, it says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That's why I say 24 hours, because the sun sets every day.
Yeah.
So basically, it's not a certain time period, but what it's saying is don't linger too long on that situation in a negative sense, because if you do, the devil gonna have an opportunity to play the game. And if you like him playing the game, you cannot get past it just because you say, well, I ain't finna. No, it will happen. The idle mind
also,
is the devil's workshop.
And also, you got to realize, Erica, too, that in togetherness, there is strength. So always there is a voice that tries to separate the togetherness.
Come on.
So that you can weaken what
the unity.
The unity and the union.
Ooh, I like potency.
So it's very, 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 very tactful and very skillful for the enemy to separate and keep you over here mad and keep whoever it is over here mad. And the whole point is to keep you mad so that you don't come together.
But look, do that again. Mad over there.
Mad over here.
Look at that big old space right there he got to play with.
Yeah.
It's too much space. Put it up higher.
And I'm going to even do it closer. Two fingers, because it's supposed to be like this.
Yeah, yeah.
We did something and it said...
Too much space for you for me to play.
And this
see?
Is a peace sign or deuces, I'm out.
Chunk deuces. I'm out. Kick rocks.
Yes.
No, we don't have time for that.
Hey,
so,
Mama Cotton.
Although I'm going to say like this, Mother Cotton, hi. Although I'm going to say like this, we have not mastered this art, because it is something you have to put into practice and be conscious of. But we are trying to get to the point where at some point when we get angry, we realize it's just an issue that we need to deal with.
Yes,
it's
yes.
not that I'm finna battle him and fight with him with a weapon of anger. I'm not doing that.
Mind-provoking.
So we get in
Go
there.
Back to that
mind-provoking says, it depends on their response toward the situation. I've been in numerous situations where I want to talk, yet in validation and rebuttals. Honey, you so big with your words. Yet invalidations and rebuttals add insult to injury. So it pushes me into a shutdown mode. That's why you have to discern. You have to be careful and understand when is the right time to say what it is that you need to say.
And let me
know
tell you
your
something.
Partner.
Let me tell you something. Anger begets silence. And silence is a weapon.
And so does rebuttals and what does she say?
Silence is a that shutdown.
Invalidation and rebuttals beget silence too, obviously.
So you just got to realize, understanding that sometimes the person that you're trying to communicate, they may not be ready to talk.
Right.
They may not even be ready to talk. So,
right.
And at that point, you're not even ready to receive what's coming from a person that's not ready to talk.
Mm.
So now you have two people. That's why I always tell my wife, look, let's not talk about this right now.
Right.
Because our desire at that moment is to straighten it out right now.
Right.
And you may not be able to do that.
And we got to understand the assignment. It's to straighten it out.
Yeah.
So if I'm upset and I can't talk, or he is, first of all, I'm not going to keep putting myself, you have to know those that label that you in partnership with. Let's put it like that. So if I know him, I'm not going to keep putting myself in situations where he will invalidate me or he will reject me, because I should know by getting to know him well that right now he not in the mood to talk, or he should know me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, our desire is to straighten it out. And so with that being our desire, we got to come to some adult understanding. Mm-hmm. You got to be mature in relationships. This is not for no children and the faint of heart. You have to say, okay, I know that this is what my desire is, so I'm going to give him the time to do what he got to do to get right, we can have that.
Read what Kennedy say.
All right. And I want to welcome Donella and Kennedy Connor onto into the community of Shift Real Talk. Now, Kennedy says, for me, being mad is a process. My process to change my perspective, maybe not in the moment, but eventually I have to look inwardly to try to understand why. I love my husband and his feelings matter. And I love that. I'm going to give you a heart, Kennedy, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Yes.
You have to take your process. Have your process. But if your husband knows you, and preferably, hopefully he does, then your process will end up being something that he takes into consideration before he comes to you. Because being mad only causes separation. And that's a tactic that God does not condone. That's a tactic of our enemy.
Being mad, like I said, like we said, going scripture, being upset or angry should actually make your perspective change, not make you want to use it for a weapon.
So
that's the. But we're gonna go to the next question. This is on me. This is on me. I'm gonna dig deep.
All right,
I'm gonna dig deep.
All right, here we go.
What advice would you give a newly married couple?
What advice would I have wished somebody gave me 6.5 years ago? 6 and some change years ago.
So in love.
Because you know, it is the honeymoon stage.
It's all right with me.
We do not own the rights to that music.
We don't own the rights to that music.
Okay.
And we definitely don't own the rights to the way I sound is, because Lord Jesus.
Okay, I was going to give you your moment. I feel like you felt something.
But what I did was actually just created a, because, you know, you got to be creative. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you created what?
I just created this, like, you know, let me tell you what we did. Let me tell you what we used to do.
Okay.
Like, we used to create a club in our house.
Yes, Club Moore's.
And we called it Club Moore's. She would get dressed up. The red lights created the thing. We created red lights. We had the lights out. Yeah. She would dress up.
I would dress up or not even
put some shoes on. This for married people.
For married people. Disclaimer.
Or just put some shoes on, right? And we would dance and you know what I'm saying?
And he would walk up to me like he was a dude and say, "Hey, how you doing, Miss Lady?" And I'd be like, I'm married. But you know, we would play it out. What would I have wanted somebody to tell me as a newlywed couple? That would not, you have to be careful by the people you listen to as a newlywed couple. That's what I would say. Because some people, you have to look at whether or not their marriage is successful or whether or not they're a person that's for or against relationships. I would say, don't go to your parents and tell them when you guys are having any kind of issues, because when you work it out, your loved ones will still be feeling some kind of way, because the love that you have for that spouse is not the same as the love that they have for them as someone coming into the family. So make sure that you work it out with your spouse, even though you might feel like you're kind of lonely in the thing. I always said, okay, God says he's a wonderful counselor. So I get on my sofa, honey. I put my hands behind my head and kick my feet up on the sofa and say, okay, if you're the wonderful counselor and you know everything about me, counsel me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need some help right now.
I would say, you know, I know I came up with a creative, but that's what me and my wife do.
Yeah,
but,
it's nice.
But I would say this. What is the purpose you got married for?
Remember that.
Why did you get married? Did you get married just to have legal sex? Did you get married to just not be lonely? You know, these are things that cause you to not stay married. Seriously. But if you have purpose, if there is a purpose for why you've got together to be married, then you bring in the zeal or the push for. Now, let me use this. Now, God has given us the helper. She is the helpmeet.
I am.
She is the helper. She is the helper for the vision that God has placed inside of me.
I am.
So if I don't give her anything to help, then she is frustrated in our union.
Yes.
She is not, or if I'm not listening to the help, then it still allows a level of frustration.
Because at that point, it's, if I'm here to help and you don't listen to the help, then...
Yes. So I would say, understand why you got married. And I believe if you take care of all of this stuff before you get married, you know, then you understand that, okay, what you're getting into. A lot of us don't do the homework, or we don't do the legwork before we even get into the union. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I believe if we do a lot of this stuff, knowing the families, knowing who you're getting involved with.
Okay, now, baby, you went before the newlywed part. Now they're newlyweds. Now what?
I understand that, but I got you. I'm going somewhere.
Okay. You was just taking a minute to get there.
To the period. All right, read a comment. Come on, I ain't gonna take that. Read the comment.
All right.
She gonna cut me off.
Well,
No. Read the comment. Read the comment.
I was just really saying.
I got you, helper. Help. Come on, help. I'm gonna let you help.
Okay. All right. I receive it.
Let you help. Come on in.
Okay. So the next comment is, Mind Provoking says is, continue to know and grow with your partner. Do not ever get so comfortable that you forget both are still growing. I love that, because you are always and forever growing. Awareness, understanding, know your boundaries, actively listening, effective communication, and requirements are necessary regarding the success of a marriage. And yes, I'm ready, but not married yet. Laughing a lot. All right, and Sister
you
Donella,
need to write a book.
Hello, she is. Hello, Sister Donella. Okay, so Sister Donella says, number one, we got a four-parter here. She says, number one, never go to bed angry. Uh-huh. Exclamation mark.
Yes.
Number two, find time to pray together.
That's right.
Man, a lot of men don't like, if a woman say, babe, pray with me, it's like, I pray. Whew, we got to pray together. Number three, pick a date night.
Mm-hmm.
Or as we do, just date, period. All right. Number four, communicate the things that make you happy and the things that make you sad. Communicate your real emotions. Stop playing, acting like something's not wrong when it is.
Y'all saying some good stuff
we
here.
We love it. We love it. We love it.
Sister Donella.
We have time probably to take maybe two more questions.
Yeah, two more.
And then
that
after,
was I like that. Mind Provoking, yes. Sister Donella. That was awesome.
And Sister Donella, honey, I am going to give you a heart, so be expecting my heart. Now.
She got them little tiny words on her screen.
The next question is, how do you address family and parents that try to dictate your relationship?
Ooh.
I'm going to let you take that one. Because my parents have never tried to dictate my relationships.
The Bible. Uh-oh. The Bible says.
Yeah. Come on.
That you leave and you cleave.
And you cleave. Hallelujah.
So I hate to say, mama and daddy, mind your
mama
business.
Mama and daddy, mind your
business.
Please. Because if you don't, you're going to mess up my relationship, and I don't have time for it.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Okay, let's be serious.
No. Real talk, though. But that's real talk. No, that's real talk.
I know, but.
No, seriously. You keep them out your business.
Right.
Because at the end of the, I mean, first of all, I say this. They would not be there if you don't invite them. If you don't invite them.
If you didn't invite them in.
Yes. And the way not to invite them is really go to God. He's the one that created the union. He's the one that created it. So you can only get answers for them from the creator.
That's right.
Don't go to your parents who have their personal feelings and their personal experiences that have worked for them.
Right. Okay, so check it out. It looks like in this question, the parents are already dictating the relationship, the parents and the family. So how do you address them? You have to go with be as I say, firm but fair. Be firm in what you're saying. Be very clear in what you're saying.
That's right.
When you go to them, because you have to be fair to yourself as well. And you have to be willing to give your relationship 100% chance. See, if you go into it knowing that the parents are like this, don't expect it to change after the fact. It may not. It may, but it may not. Now, if you're in a relationship or marriage and the parents and the family are dictating and this is what this person is used to, it's going to take some time and a process for that person to get out of the habit of being, and it could be manipulated. It could be that's just how the family's just close like that. You have to either become part of that family and just know that the family close like that. But if your mate is being manipulated, you have to be that person to be clear and be fair and be firm about what you're saying to let them know and stand your ground, stick to it. They will learn, okay, we can't do this particular thing because.
And also now, if I can recall, everybody that was at the Love Ball was of age. They was of age.
Right.
But I'm going somewhere with this though.
Yeah, they were.
Because the only way parents should be able to dictate. They only dictate to their children.
Children. Come on now. Come on.
They only dictate to their children. Mm-hmm. And if they're dictating to their children, then you're not ready for a relationship.
If you allow it.
You're not ready. If you allow dictatorship from your parents.
Because at some point you should be guided by the advice and the wisdom of your parents. I was talking to one of my homegirls and she was sharing with me one thing her mama said is you never let the right hand know what the left hand, don't ever let your husband know how much money you have, basically.
Wrong advice.
Then I said that and we discussed it. We was on the phone just talking about it. And I said, but you got to understand the mindset and what was going on in your mama's and your daddy's relationship when she told you that. She said, now that you think about it, I have to go back and say, the reason why she said that was because my daddy used to just take the money and spend it on whatever. So that was her protective method to make sure she never went without. Mm-hmm. So she took from that moment of what they were going through in that part of their relationship and she passed that information on to her daughter. Mm-hmm. She said, but I don't even have that problem in my marriage. My husband don't do that. So she can't use that same advice in her marriage. So we have to understand where, like, our parents and our family sometimes dictate, but a lot of times they're doing it from a place of love. But you got to teach them another way. Okay, teach them how to love something new. This is new. Let us teach you how to love us and to advise us, because what you're saying is coming across wrong. Now, let's say Mia Williams, she has a comment based on that. Based on how do you address family and parents that try to dictate your relationship? She says the only way family can have a say-so, someone has to allow them in and informing them of what's going on. We're going to give you a heart for that one. That's what we just said. Basically, the only way they can get in is if you allow them in. Other than that, they have no clue as to what is going on in your relationship.
Yes.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
One more. Yeah. All right. You did that one.
Yeah, I did that one.
Okay. Then last one.
All right. Last one.
Yeah, because we still have a whole bunch of
questions. But I'm enjoying this segment because this is helping me.
August. Okay, y'all. Atlanta. Y'all gonna save the date. We gonna have the ATL. We coming.
Shift Love Ball. Shift Love Ball ATL.
It's coming.
We will let you know as soon as the date comes up.
Okay. Yeah, we're working on a date right now, but August, September, y'all get ready. We coming hard.
All right, we coming.
All right, here we go. What are your thoughts on open relationships.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
I.e. polygamy.
Ooh.
A trusted friend.
Ooh.
For certain needs, desires.
Ooh. My God. I'm going to sit back on this one.
Mine.
Okay, so wait.
What are your
thoughts? We don't have much time. So let me see if I got this correctly.
Let me read it again. Because you she got bifocals over here. So let me, what are your thoughts on open relationships?
Stop. Okay. Let's start there.
To each his own.
Okay.
No, wait.
I'm not going to say that. Respect people's
you're right.
Opinions.
I did. Thank you, helper. Help. She helped too. She helped a lot.
Now
don't
I don't
she?
Even have a name. I'm just helper. Huh?
Yeah, just helper.
Okay,
thank you,
so
helper.
Check it out. This is mind provoking, said to each his own. All right. For me, I say my thoughts on polygamy, I hadn't really ever had any thoughts on it, but since it's something that's trending now and it's on the rise because people have desires and they have wants and they have needs, but we have to remember all of that's coming from the flesh. Polygamy is all about flesh, and trust me, if you desire to go that route, it may work for a minute, but because relationships weren't designed to be 3 and 4 and 5 wheels, then there will be some fleshly issues that arise that will take your relationship into a territory that it's not supposed to. That's my take on it.
I say this. There are a lot of cars that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mercedes. Mm-hmm. I like the new Tesla.
Oh, the Tesla.
And it's a beautiful car.
Yes, it is.
I like the new Range Rovers.
Oh.
I like Cadillac.
Cadillac.
I mean, when I tell you these cars are beautifully made.
Yes.
They are beautifully made.
Beautifully
I mean, like
made.
Everything about the car, the bells and whistles,
yes.
the polemic, what do you call it, the sunroof.
Panoramic.
We got panoramic sunroof,
right.
We got one. The panoramic sunroof, the how you can put, you know,
yeah.
Put talk on the phone and
right.
Put hands free.
Gotcha,
down.
Baby. Gotcha.
Yeah, all,
gotcha.
Every car has its own level of attraction that I like.
Right. Okay.
But one thing I know for uh-huh. sure that I could only drive
one
car
at a time.
At
baby.
A time. I cannot drive all 20 cars that I like.
Mm-mm.
I can't do it. I'm not physically created to drive 6 cars at a time.
A thought just came to my head. Are you done? I'm sorry.
Well, I'd use that, but come on. We
a thought just
going.
Came to my head. Now, what do we call someone if we see that they have one eye right here, one eye right here, and one eye over here, and one eye over there?
An octopus.
Deformed. or oops. Or I hope nobody don't have all eyes like that, so I can say this, right? You know, because I know the world is
ooh,
sensitive
I just took
in a
the
lot
picture,
of ways.
Boy, that looked real funny.
What happens if you see somebody?
Did you put the lashes on these eyes too?
If you want to. But what happens if you see somebody with one breast here, and one in the middle? Something's wrong with it. It wasn't created. The body wasn't created. Now, if it happens, then I do apologize. But there are some things that were created to be a certain way. If we add extra to it, then you're going to have problems that are not supposed to be in that situation that was already going to have its own problems being made the way it was made.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now,
look
we're
going to
read what
said.
Mind Provoking said, and then we're going to end this session.
You got to tell them we're going to end this.
We have to, babe. We have to end it. Because
this is good. This yeah. is good, y'all. This is some good stuff.
Definitely.
This is some good stuff. Some good stuff. Yes.
My
some good stuff.
Goodness, my
she
goodness,
says, this day okay. and age, one can't find a single person that can meet their needs. That's where greed sets in, which is going towards
okay, let me read it,
the seven sins.
All right, let me read it, if you don't mind.
Okay, you're just taking too long.
I know. I had to open it back up. All right.
You need to
this day and age, one can't find a single person that can meet their needs. That's where greed sets in, which is going towards the seven sins. Not my cup of tea, but if it works for those, that's the key. If it works, it's not going to work. For those who desire that lifestyle, I respect it. Now, I get it. We have to respect each other's decisions. However,
I was that guy.
It was a semicolon. Go ahead.
I was that guy that had needs met, that had needs that needed to be met, and I had to go over here to get a certain need met. Yeah. I had to go over here to get a certain need met, and I had to go over here to get a certain need met. But what that did was it allowed me to carry what I was going to get needs met for. So what I did was I picked up a level of hell from over here. Mm. I picked up a level of hell over here, because when you become intimate with somebody, what you do is you take on what they're dealing with. You take on a lot of stuff that they are incomplete with. So yeah. When you are looking and you're going to fulfill needs, there's a level of incompleteness with yourself. Mm-hmm. And an incomplete person will never, ever, ever be satisfied with going here and going here and going here. Yeah. Because what you're doing is you're only looking to fulfill voids. Mm-hmm. We call those needs voids. That's another word. Those are voids that we're trying to meet. And again, the only thing that can meet those voids and those needs is having that relationship with God.
Yeah.
And once we do that, then we won't have to get it from this one and that 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 one.
Yeah.
And because that lifestyle, and according to the Bible, was Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what they were doing. And he destroyed it.
Right. Even that, though, listen, if you add to an ingredient to something that is not supposed to be a part of that, especially, let's say, yeast. If you add too much yeast to a cake, you're going to have a whole bunch of dough all over the place. If polygamy, as according to the comment that was made, if it deals with sin and greed, think about this. If I'm greedy to the point of wanting and desiring this, that, and that, then what do you think the people that's coming in with? They're coming in with all those same needs as well, greed. So if you got all of this greed piling up, what do you think is going to happen? That's the yeast. It's going to pile, and a whole bunch of greed is all over the place. And you have to remember, too, that God has already let us know. It's in Proverbs. He says, drink from your own cistern. Basically, be with your own person. Don't spread your seed all over the place. Don't do that, because it causes problems. If we haven't learned by now that as human beings, all of the stuff that we are desiring because we want what we want, if we notice it, that's what's messing up a lot of stuff. It was, and I'm compelled to say this, it was a time that people said history repeats itself. We don't realize that at this day and age, history is truly repeating itself, because every single time the children of Israel, which are the ancestors of those who believe in Jesus Christ, every time we started doing what we felt like were right in our own eyes, it says everybody started doing what was right in their own eyes. That's when either bondage came. That's when a whole nother country came and brought the children into captivity. That's when God started showing himself to have chastened and corrected those that he loved. And a lot of times we should not desire to feel his chastening, because it hurts when you are punished, mm-hmm. when you are corrected by a parent, even though they do it in love. Let me tell y'all something. We have to remember that Jesus Christ walked the face of this earth because he said, I want to show you how to do everything you need to do to live a successful life here on earth, so that when you get home to heaven, you will hear our Father say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. If you want to know how to walk, if you want to know how to talk the talk, if you want to know how to live a prosperous life, follow Jesus Christ. He will show you the way. I'm a living witness.
And a lot of us believe that this works for some. And I hear certain, because we hear it a lot, it is trending.
That don't work for me.
They say that polygamy is something that works for me, or why not? If God created all of these women, then why we can't have them all? But mm-hmm. that's not how God created it. And understand something, that one day we will have to answer to God.
We're going to have to answer.
We're going to have to answer to everything that we do. So just because we may feel like We're getting away with it now. That don't mean, trust me, there's gonna be a time when we're gonna have to come and we're gonna have to answer to every desire or every sin that so easily beset us.
And
so,
for those people that say, well, how do you know heaven's real? Hey, how do you know it's not? I'd rather live here in this temporary, like I said, everything human is temporary. Live here for a temporary period of time and go to eternity in heaven. I'm talking about that's eternity, where I've done what God asked me to do down here, so I'll be rewarded in heaven, than to say it don't exist so I could do my own thing down here and find out in the end it does.
So listen, y'all. Listen, long story short, because we got to be... Our time is up.
Yes, it is.
We had a wonderful time. Portland, Oregon. We're coming back. Mm-hmm. They definitely demanded us to come back. They said, listen, yes, y'all, we had such a... And as you can see... Today
we had an
awesome time today. We missed you guys last week, but we were just getting back.
Oh my God.
And God knows
we were tired.
We were traveling all night.
Layover.
On the plane at that. We had a layover.
We're
back, and we just thank God for you guys sharing this time. We got more questions. We're gonna come back with this next week.
Yeah, we'll come back next week for another Q&A.
Like I said, we are working on Shift Love Ball Atlanta. That's the next city that we're
Shift Love Ball ATL.
We're gonna be sending that date out, save the date very soon. Very soon.
Elegant event, live music, great food. We may have a personal chef.
We definitely are gonna have a dope chef.
So that you guys will be able to take pictures with the chef
and a dope band.
Yes, come on.
Listen, y'all, our Cash App. Shiftmovement.com. Shift Movement. So, listen. Also, and look out for our clothing line that we're getting ready to launch. God is moving, y'all, and we're just so grateful for God. When I tell you, we're so grateful.
Yeah.
And we definitely want to give a shout out to these guys who make it so easy for us every week. We thank God for the guys here at Sacred Stone. Man, they're blowing up out here, y'all. Yeah. I'm telling you, whatever you need, social media.
Thank God.
We thank God. There you go. Sacred in Houston, Texas, man. On Emancipation Avenue, y'all. Listen, look them up. They got a dope website, dope brothers. They save. They're married. And I promise you, they will take good care of you, man.
Yeah.
Erica, thank you. We got to do lunch. Thank you.
I have to say one thing. I want to give a shout out to my mother, Bobby Cheeks. When I was nervous and I didn't know what to expect in Portland, Oregon. I was so nervous.
Yes.
We called her and she gave us a word, a powerful word that just encouraged us. So we just love you, Mother Cheeks.
And Mama Cotton is on. She's on the line now.
Oh yeah, we love you too.
Love Mama Cotton.
We love her.
Mama C, we love her. I love her cooking. So listen, we are definitely coming back, Kennedy. We're coming back to Portland.
We
are definitely coming back. We're working on it now. We're getting with Danya.
We
had to get Danya time to relax because I think it took a lot out of her. So we're going to get with her real soon. But listen,
without further ado.
Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you, God. We honor you, Lord. We are just so grateful, God, for what you're doing, God, how you are changing mindsets through this a platform that you've given us, God, and
we thank you
right now, God, that we believe that lives will be changed, that people will be coming and crying out, what must I do to be saved, God? And we're thanking you right now for what you're doing in our lives, the favor that you're bestowing upon us, God. Look on everyone that was on the line. Bless each and every household representative, and we thank you right now, God, for what you're going to do in each and every household represented tonight, God, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Until next Tuesday, this is your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
We always, always, always thank God for you, and we love you. Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.